What if the defining characteristic of American success isn't democracy, capitalism, or natural resources, but a specific personality trait? Clinical psychologist John D. Gartner discovered something remarkable when interviewing Silicon Valley CEOs during the 1990s tech boom. Every single one recognized themselves in his list of hypomanic traits. Boundless energy, racing thoughts, grand ambitions, minimal sleep needs, and feelings of special destiny. Hippomania, a mild form of mania that doesn't require hospitalization, might be America's hidden superpower, fueling everything from the nation's founding to today's tech giants. While full-blown mania is debilitating, hippomania exists in that sweet spot between normal and abnormal, just energized enough to drive extraordinary achievement without complete derailment. America represents the perfect natural experiment for hypomanic temperament. As a nation of immigrants, our population is highly self-selected. Only the most ambitious, risk-tolerant individuals would undertake the dangerous journey to a new land. Studies show elevated rates of manic depressive disorder among immigrants, regardless of origin, with immigrant nations like America, New Zealand, and Canada having the highest rates of bipolar disorder globally. This isn't coincidence. The same genes that sometimes produce mental illness in their extreme form also create the energy, creativity, and resilience needed to leave everything behind and start anew. While hypomania affects just 5 to 10% of the general population, it's dramatically overrepresented among entrepreneurs, leaders, and visionaries. Why does this matter? Because these hypomanic Americans have been our greatest natural resource, powering a wilderness colony to global economic dominance in just a few hundred years. They weren't well-adjusted. They forced the world to adjust to them. Christopher Columbus embodies the archetype of the American entrepreneur. Like 1990s internet CEOs, he boasted he would change the world and get rich doing it. His story reveals how hypomania drives extraordinary achievement despite, or perhaps because of, delusional thinking. Columbus claimed divine revelation launched his voyage. With a hand that could be felt, the Lord opened my mind. This vision became a fire that burned within me. His grandiosity increased over time. He renamed himself Christ-bearer, claimed to have found the Garden of Eden, and declared he'd discovered Solomon's gold mines. What made Columbus extraordinary wasn't his plan, which experts correctly identified as flawed, but his unshakable faith in himself. Biographers note he was a stranger to doubt and mystified that others could be so skeptical. This irrational certainty prevented him from abandoning his divine mission despite 15 years of rejection. When Spain finally agreed to fund his expedition, Columbus displayed breathtaking hypomaniac grandiosity, demanding unprecedented noble titles and 10% ownership of everything discovered. His refusal to negotiate these absurd, mad, inconceivable, and ludicrous demands nearly derailed the entire venture. America was settled by Protestant prophets fleeing religious persecution, aiming to build utopias with their zealous followers. John Winthrop's diary perfectly fits the pattern of religious visionaries, dramatic highs and lows in his relations with the Holy Spirit. At times experiencing ecstatic religious moments, at others feeling profoundly worthless. These settlers weren't just fleeing persecution, but founding a new Jerusalem as God's chosen new Israel. Winthrop defined America as a city on a hill, a beacon calling all peoples to God, with cosmic significance for the redemption of the world. This Puritan heritage has imbued Americans with a sense of mission and divine favor that Europeans often see as self-righteousness. Alexander Hamilton, a bastard, penniless orphan and immigrant, rose to become America's economic architect through hypomanic drive. His fearlessness bordered on recklessness, as when everyone fled British warship fire except Hamilton, who calmly continued dragging his cannon uphill. In a hypomanic burst, he wrote 51 of the 85 Federalist Papers, often penning text while the type was being set. As Treasury Secretary, Hamilton solved America's fiscal chaos through his economic genius. Washington was amazed, having never known Hamilton had any knowledge of finance. Hamilton's solution, consolidating all war debts into one national debt with reliable payments, established America's credit and sparked America's first bull market. Andrew Carnegie's meteoric rise exemplifies how hypomania drives industrial transformation. Descended from hypomanic Scottish rebels, Carnegie approached America as an epic adventure at age 13. His bold risk-taking at the Pennsylvania Railroad led to rapid promotion, and by 1865, he had parlayed a borrowed $500 into more than $400,000. Carnegie's three-step formula revolutionized steel production: cut costs, scoop the market, and run the mills full. His hard-driving approach, running furnaces 24/7 except Christmas and July 4th, shocked British steelmakers, who considered it reckless. Under his relentless pushing, production increased by an astonishing 20,000%. When Eastern European Jews fled to America at the turn of the century, they created Hollywood. Louis Selznick fled Russia at just 12 years old, displaying extraordinary chutzpah while his 17 siblings remained in Kiev. His son David's film genius emerged early, at 10 discussing Broadway plays for film potential, by 14 earning $750 weekly as an executive. Louis B. Mayer, Hollywood's most powerful mogul for three decades, embodied hypomanic intensity in everything. His emotional extremes were legendary. He would cry, weep, beg, kiss, love, hate, scream in meetings, sometimes even fainting. As MGM's patriarch, he knew intimate details about thousands of employees' lives and fiercely protected them. Craig Venter, the bad boy of science, who raced to decode the human genome, exemplifies modern hypomanic achievement. Despite inauspicious beginnings as a rebellious surfer, Venter always sensed he was destined to do something great. After a near-suicide experience in Vietnam, he emerged determined to change history. When Venter proposed sequencing an entire X chromosome, 1,000 times more ambitious than anything previously attempted, his grant was rejected as preposterously grandiose. Undeterred, he developed methods that ultimately allowed him to sequence the human genome years ahead of schedule and at 1/10 the cost of the government project. In 2003, Venter shocked the world by announcing he had built a virus from scratch, an early step in synthetic biology with potentially limitless applications. Until then, only God could claim to have created life. Now that honor must be shared with a hypomanic American. Everything the world loves and hates about America stems from our hypomanic temperament. We are a nation built by people who believed they could do the impossible, and sometimes did. This genetic heritage has driven our greatest achievements and our most spectacular failures. As genetic testing advances, we face a profound choice. Should we fix these diseased genes that sometimes produce mental illness? It would be sadly ironic if Craig Venter's genetic technology led to the extinction of the very temperament that produced him and countless American innovators. Successful entrepreneurs are what economist Joseph Nye called lucky fools. Believing with absolute certainty that your new company will succeed when the odds are remote is irrational. But occasionally, a fool gets lucky. If we want to keep human genius alive, we'll have to continue suffering fools gladly, because sometimes those fools change the world.